Good evening and welcome to Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian, Sergeant Cloud, and I have a guest here this evening, and he will tell you who he is. And but before I do that, I want to say, want to thank
Kili Radio for this hour.
And also my Toshka, Hercules, he's always up here, and he's like a motivator. He mentioned it this afternoon, so I wrote it down and I said, oh, I'm going up there this evening. So I want to thank you, Toshka. And a lot of you are going back from work, and there's a lot of deer out there. And when I drive down those roads, it's between like Wendy and Manderson, I always keep my eyes on the road, the ditch. There's always a chance a deer will jump right in front of you. And that happened to me before. That's why I'm like that. I ran into a deer and rolling my head of pickup, and my whole front end was just gone. Jeez. Headlights, everything. So, and it's dangerous too. So be careful out there as you're driving down that road. And also I want to say Happy New Year to everybody out there. Have a really good year, and I know all of you had a good Christmas. And I just stayed home myself. So again, welcome to Kili Radio and Storytelling, 90.1 FM and 88.7 in Rapid City, and on the internet, kiliradio.org, all over the world. Welcome. And this evening I wanted to, before I forget it, I'm going to say good evening to Toshka Dennis, if he's listening. He's somewhere in the United States. We don't know where he is. It could be Michigan, North Carolina, I don't know. So maybe somewhere there's a powwow, and he's over there. And also to Charlie, he's up in Martin. Remember he was working at the school. And thank you, Charlie, for the tickets to the basketball games. Have a good evening. And also Tom. I saw Tom at the basketball game at the school this evening. There's a basketball game going on at Chunkbeopi. I think they're playing Wolf Creek. And I saw Tom over there. So Tom, if you're listening, good evening. And also I want to say good evening to Prairie Edge. I know you're listening down there. Have a good evening, and maybe one of these days we'll stop by again and buy some sage or something. So have a good evening. And also to my son Rich, he's leaving in the morning for Albuquerque. He's going back to school. So Rich, if you're listening, you and Marissa, we will miss you, and we're really glad to see you. But today, education is the only, it's good to have that, because it opens a lot of doors. And me, I think I just stopped where I am right now. I'm lazy. Okay, and before we go in, maybe I'll let you introduce yourself.
I don't think it's so much being lazy as some of us younger ones need to be picking up some of the weight. Hello, my name is Ryan Danbois. Thank you, Brian, Trojan Cloud, and Kili Radio for having me back here once again. It's good to still be out here in Lakota territory for the holiday season, and I want to say a few things first about how much of an honor I consider it to be here. I'm only still a young man, and I know there's a lot of elders with a lot of wisdom who ought to be sitting in this seat speaking. And I understand enough about the Lakota lifeways that I always want to hear more from the elders, and I'm aware of that while I'm sitting here, and so I don't intend to try to impress anyone or try to act like I have a lot of knowledge, because I barely know anything at all, and I got lots to learn, and so I look forward to being in the company of more of these elders who are like such as yourself, Brian, who are familiar and knowledgeable in these traditional ways. I really appreciate that you're here and that you continue to do the best that you can each and every day to try to share your knowledge of the traditional ways, the Lakota language and culture, with me and with the main people here in Lakota land, so that we then can someday be in your seat.
Yes.
And try to pass that information and understanding of this world that we're in, this very cherished, special information and worldview of the world that we're living in. And so I thank you, and once again, I'm honored to be sitting here. Something else, I just wanted to give a few shout outs as well for anyone right now who's out there listening, I know there's a lot of people who are this time of year who are having a hard time with sicknesses in the family, and I know we're going to touch on that later, but I just want to say I really have you guys in my prayers and thinking about you a lot this time of year.
Yes, and this evening we both come from the Wendemee District School, and all the other schools, there's 13 schools here on this reservation, and there's Rosebud, there's Cheyenne River, there's Standing Rock, Liberty, Crow Creek, Sisseton, all these schools are now into their second day at school, and sometimes it's really hard to get into a schedule, maybe like, if that's where I was yesterday, maybe I should have come in over the weekend and clean up my desk and maybe get ready to do some lesson plans, but I jumped right into it this yesterday morning, and it's just like it's no good to do that. And besides, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed those 10 days or so that we when we were gone. Maybe even 15 days. It seems like a long time. But there's a lot of teachers out there listening, and we all know how it is to be gone for a while and then come back, and then also the children and the parents too. And we always want to thank the parents for what they do for the schools, the community people too. And this is where we're going to touch on what you just mentioned, that maybe sometimes this time of the year, sometimes people there's sickness. This morning at the morning circle, we prayed for two people, and we know there's more than two people that are that need help in our prayers.
Yeah.
So if you know somebody, always remember them. There's people out there that need prayers this time of the year. Any time of the year, they need prayers. But it seems like this time of the year, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that happened the last 2 weeks. And sometimes we forget to stop and say thanks and remember those people that need help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to say. Alech batukah le vichoyak demashna demashna takukushna uvoglak. Kuza, Gona, Chunkix, Pasht, Chan, Shahit, Lechtatik, Yunan, Kiliak, Yat, Shinima, Lehens, Namakumuch, Glimus, Namkidrape, Hector, Kiad, Okompa, Lehens, Nale, Tirahi, and Wotak, Kiptaras, Nale. This evening we have a story, and then we have one that's called What is Storytelling? But before we get into that, I was just talking about how we used to, a long time ago during this time of, the, of this season, this holiday season, we all, the families get together, and we would sometimes like, your children are away from school, they all come back, and maybe some of them are in the military, they come back, or some of them just work somewhere, maybe in Denver or somewhere, and they come back, and they're all together maybe 2 or 3 days. And like this week is the first weekend of January, so some of them are leaving, some of them are, and sometimes it brings happiness and then sadness. But one's always happy to see your family, your relatives, your children especially. So this time of the year, like it is kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot all at once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything just hits you at once.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make it a happy one. I've got a real nice story here, and it's about in Lakota. And I told this according to the I think I told this last year, and if Baha'i is listening, he likes this story. He asked me about it one time. Mm-hmm. Baha'i likes this. Wakab hapi na wasna. So that's going to be the story. And then we have one that's called What is Storytelling?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we always talk about language too when we come up here. And maybe some announcements. But since we're 2 days into the school, after the break, the only thing I have is that we have culture nights at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the next one, tentatively, the next one will be on the 18th. That's on the Wednesday. And culture nights are to bring the community together, the parents come to the school and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Also bring up, we usually have two presenters at each culture night, and it could be anything. Like if you were there, so you've seen presentations on jingle dress, presentations on how to make a star quilt,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How to make a boo-boo bread, how to make a, what is that? That one little basket, that one.
Pine needle basket.
That's the first time I've seen something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that people share, and that's what it's all about, sharing and learning. Mm-hmm. And so that we can see how you do things. Like I know you and Mary, you and Dennis did a lot of dream catchers that one a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And his children, especially the girls, I noticed they really like that. They sit there and make that dream catcher, and at the same time they learn maybe a word or two in the language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also you brought in baiting.
Mostly it was braiding.
Braiding, and then and that was really interesting.
Yeah, flat braiding.
Yeah, flat. Is it called flat braiding?
Yeah, there's flat braiding and round braiding, and we don't get into all the different types, but
I didn't know that was flat and round.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all round, but I guess that's...
Yeah, they're different ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they had different colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the sixth graders, I think Mary, made one, a choker.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... And they're really fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth graders and the eighth graders, they sit there and braid about they're about a yard long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those kind of things really it motivates them, and they like to do hands on, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you could be teaching, they learn maybe words,
mm-hmm.
Thoughts, and it's really good for the class, for them too.
Mm-hmm.
For me too, I learned something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys did dream catchers too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't even know how to make a dream catcher, but they made some really good ones.
You did.
So there's a lot of things that I know that all students that are listening, if you're a student and you're listening, I know you probably went through all this stuff, reading and things like that. So that's culture night. We share cultural things like that. And I really enjoyed that kabulu bread that Frank presented.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have one again on the 18th. And sometimes, and usually we have giveaways too. We have drawings.
Yeah.
We'll give away like household items.
Mm-hmm.
So for anything. Go from Walmart and just have it. Sometimes we have 60 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Mm.
What else can we announce? That's about it right now.
I was thinking that going to have to watch out because the food network might be showing up if they hear that Frank's doing bread recipe.
That's always really good.
Yeah, but
and he does it every day. He makes bread every day.
Yeah.
I think he did it again today, right? Or yesterday he did it.
Yeah, I think he would give Rachel Ray a run for her money.
Yeah. Yep. He could be on TV one of these days.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an... Okay, now on the Lakota language. Before I forget it, I always say that. Because I write these notes down, and sometimes I skip over it. But I was at the Al-Anai. I went over there on a Wednesday morning to watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Lakota language was, I sit there and watch the game, and I hear people, I heard one gentleman, he was honored there, and he's one of the best basketball coach in South Dakota. His name is, I mentioned his name too, Jess, because I know him pretty good, Jess Mendoza. He got up there and he mentioned, he said Lakota language. And I sat there and I said, all right, it just makes me feel good for a man like him to get up there and say that. When he was giving his talk, he mentioned the Lakota language.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcers, they all use Lakota words. So, and now they're into Lakota thoughts, Lakota sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned his name too because he's a good friend of mine, Tom Allen. He's one of the, he's been announcing there for a long time, and he uses Lakota language.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of these terminology, that the words in basketball, they use it during the game, like three-pointer is Yamini, say Yamini, Bupa, or like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I had a chance to announce one game in Lakota, all in Lakota, with Natoshka Pierre Hill. I thought it went out, but was it pretty good? I don't know. I heard some feedback on it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So it was, I really enjoyed it. And so, you know, that whole week is not just basketball. There's a lot of things, and it's educational and cultural and language. So, you know, I thought I'd just share that with, if you're listening out there, I thought I'd share that with you. That's a trip well spent, even though it might be expensive, but it was good.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. So I thought I would mention that.
Mm-hmm.
And you went too a couple of days.
I did.
You were involved in the archery classes.
Yes.
So that's cultural.
Yeah.
I think I touched one bow and arrow in my whole lifetime.
Wow.
But and I have one right now. Twice my grandson brought one over.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna have me practice with that.
So that was good that you were there. That's good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed being there for the archery. You can't get any more Lakota than that.
No.
As far as, you know, there's hand games and, and there's archery.
Yep.
Really. I mean, a few years back. Really date back.
Yeah. I think archery, it started, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't know. But it's here now.
Yeah.
It's probably, the schools do that now.
Yeah.
Like soccer, or basketball, hand games.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and archery is there.
Yeah. I think the kids really respond well to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just natural for them.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wanted to, so this is Kiri Radio Storytelling Hour. And I wanted to, I read this several times, and I got this from the source is Joseph Marshall, and it's called "What Is Storytelling?" And as I read it, think about it, and see what see if you can add something in here. Okay, it says the stories each illustrate a virtue that within Lakota culture is essential to balance and happiness. To the Lakota, virtues such as humility, respect, sacrifice, and honesty carry a different weight and substance than they do in Western culture. For us, these qualities are not so much elusive goals as they are essential, parts of everyday life. They are instilled in us formally and as specifically as American courtesies like saying please, thank you, or bless you after each sneeze. At some point we are supposed to be the things we learned in the stories: compassionate, honorable, and brave. We know this because the storytellers lived in lessons they imparted in their stories. And they practice what they preach. They were compassionate, they were honorable, and they were brave and wise. The stories were and are the foundation of Lakota culture. There is nothing more important. It isn't that we don't care about physical comfort or material possessions. It is because we don't measure ourselves or others by those things. We believe we are measured by how well or how little we manifest virtually in our life's journey. We like that. This is, of course, from Joseph Marshall. So what can you add on that? The one that I see there is that, and I think we mentioned this before, we long time ago, when they tell these stories, said they lived that. They lived that honesty, and they lived that compassion. They lived that bravery, the wisdom, and then they tell about it. So what they're telling comes from their heart and who they are.
Something about it occurs to me that it becomes sort of something that they almost forgot they ever learned, because they live, like when a person lives something, it's not something that they really think about so much anymore. So then when they have to teach it, I think they really have to try hard to think about it.
So that's okay. And then there's one word in here. Last night I was talking to Itancha at the school, and then when I'm up here with my cousin, those words always come over, and sometimes I think about it a lot, and that's the Lakota thought and your thought. Like, you and I come from different cultures. So what I'm thinking right now would be thinking in my own tongue, and then you will think in your own tongue. And then if we want to put that into Lakota, then we have to translate it, put it into the other thought. I think they mentioned Western thought here. So it's sometimes like when you read a story like this, the story I'm going to do, I'll let you read it in English, because I think, did I give a copy of it in English, this one here? Do you have this copy right here?
I do not.
Look at the second page there. No, you don't? You don't. Okay, anyway. Here's the English part right here. This is a story.
Okay.
Right here, this little square right here. So read that, and then I'll do it in the Lakota.
Okay.
See how it comes up. So if you're listening out there, listen to this in the English language, and then when I tell it in the Lakota, see if you see any differences. I know my wife Karen's probably listening to it, and she always has a comment. So we'll see.
Here it goes. Mincemeat and pemmican went on a journey. Mincemeat said, "Twin, you and I are good friends, and we shall always remain such. Let us stand by one another, because this is a dangerous journey." On the other side of the woods, they met Ikto, Inkponi. He was feeling very hungry when right in front of him, he saw mincemeat and pemmican side by side. He quickly contrived a plan. He said, "Brothers, you look very tired. Sit down, and I will give you a smoke, and you will rest." Soon Ikto said, "Just excuse me a minute." And he went over a little hill, and then came back. Mincemeat said, "Just excuse me a minute." And when Mincemeat came back, Ikto said, "While you were away, Pemmican said bad things about you. He said he would kick you. Why don't you kick him?" Then the two started to kick each other until they broke each other up. Ikto laid down his pipe and had a good feast. To this day, two good friends might get along nicely, but there's always someone who gets them to kick at each other.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell it in the Lakota language. See what, be thinking about this, see what you learn from it. Pemmican. Pemmican. Wasna is the,
mincemeat?
Yeah. Okay. Ihami, akabhapi ena wasna umani, ya pishke. Nukhan akabhapi heas hea. Chekpa, nye na nye kola unkichie. Gile, tokatyaka, luha unik deloye. Cha ukichia ukumanik delo. Ashke. Mana ata chahiapi, jehan, baha akhotaha ikto ata apishke. Ikto, akap hapi ena wasna, ikto akap hapi ena wasna, unichankina, lo chihingalashke. Majalana, ikto, we yukchan. Kaja, gapi. Namajana misu. Ikto tuwa ta chomajana misu ya gapi. Misu. Ieta kapo. Chanibu loha cha in asnu gapi iktelo. Yake. Wato ha inka ikto heake. Miechu ni po. Ina paha akhotaha yayina ashkas iglihuni. Ish yara kaphapi paha khotaha yayina gli ikha ikto echa hayas ge. dukkha ilalo vaheha vasna va enitya yalo. Namakam na nikhtakin ktakeya. Yalo, yake. Tanish an nikhtaka yo yake. Ata akab khapir na vasna kichi ona kichi thampi. Na ona kichi jujupita ikto yupia ke lovotashke. Nahan hachana tua taya naish taku taya echunkesh takomni unkiye ena taya unkompishni. Etc. Le William K. Powers, Sacred Foods of the Lakota. That's the source. So that one, we did this before, and I think one thing that we got from there is that two people can get along really good, but someone because of maybe jealousy or or can come in between and ruin everything. This is an Iktomi story. So Iktomi also, every time he, say Iktomi comes in here, he'll call you Misung. Because he always wants to be the older, more wisdom. So, don't be like Iktomi, call people Misung.
I miss that part of the lesson.
Oh, hey, where are you? Wakap happy now, wasna happy. Well, that's for you, Toshka Baha. He likes that, Choyak. And then, I have some little translations here that I brought. And we'll get into that too. This is on like you will tell me that little sentence in English, and then you tell me how you're going to do it in the English language, and I will translate it into Lakota language. See if we can do it, because I have this list. By the way, came from Red Cloud School. Baha worked over there and he made this list. So I thought this was pretty good. I got shared this with us.
I think so, it's a good list.
Yeah. So the first one is checking the oil.
Yeah.
So you tell me that in the English language and I'll see if I can do it in the Lakota language.
Okay. Alright, first they're going to pop the hood and then locate the dipstick. Usually it'll be yellow for the oil. And that's, you have to pay attention to that because there's a dipstick for the transmission fluid that's usually red. So make sure you get the right one there. check by pulling out that dipstick, and usually you clean it on the first time, and then you dip it back down, and that's going to give you your accurate reading of how much oil is in the motor. Before you go ahead and put your dipstick back, you want to read on the, it usually will tell you what kind of motor oil you're supposed to be putting into that motor. It'll say SAE in the number.
Okay. And then when you check that dipstick, where is it supposed to be? Is there markings on there?
Yeah, it has to be in the X area. There's a area that looks like it's scratched with X's. And that's, it has to be within that zone.
It should be on the over halfway, should be, right?
Well, for it to be safe, it at least has to be in the X. If it's not even in the X area, that's like danger zone. That means is you can start burning up your motor. And so you want to have it at least in the excess. That would be a safe area toward the top end.
Okay. Watch out. Let it push each and calling in case behind wiggly. Wiggly can have more than I can get the toy the man wiggly chin such a to go here each and calling to kill took his good was such a world when who does it took his good a cut the air kahitin हमें ये चीज करने के लिए ये चाहिए आगे लगता हमें हाँ देखता है और आकाश नहल इन ताकुला इन मज़ाला ले इन ये चीज करने के लिए ले ले विगली उम्मीद करते हैं तो मुझे शाम मुझे जी जी इस यालो למנוח לתחוש לקחות ונית אסל ונית לימוך את המקב כאילו דואס ללענת שאתה ונית תחוש שסרס את זה תחוש שאתה את המזרף את זה מקום כעברה לקחתה לי לקחות מהתי לקחות יהיה מנס לימן את זה זה תחוש לדיפסטיק ערד אותו כחוק את זה נהוד כאילו זה יש לו לקחות עבוד הוד So anyway, that's checking the oil. Okay, now how about changing the oil?
Okay. To change the oil, you have to locate, there's an oil pan on the underside of the vehicle, underneath the motor, and there will be a plug. And it's usually going to have like a socket will fit on it, like what size socket, I don't know, half inch or something. And then you loosen up that, make sure you have your oil pan ready, something to catch that dirty motor oil, and you put that underneath where there's that bolt. And once you loosen that bolt and pull it out of there, the motor oil is going to start pouring out. So you catch it with that pan. And you can use any kind of container for that. Usually it's best to have one that has a cover on it. So you can just cover it back up and it won't leak out and contaminate any groundwater that could make any animals sick or anybody sick. So you let all that motor oil out and then make sure you replace that cap, that bolt that screws back in. And then once you've done that, you can make sure to take off your oil filter. And these, of course, you have to undo things, you have to go counterclockwise, turn it to the left counterclockwise direction. And take that off, that oil filter, and make sure you replace that. And then you refill your fluids, your motor oil, with clean motor oil. And it depends on the car. Usually, if you have your user's manual, it will tell you how many quarts of motor oil that particular motor will take. So I guess it's anywhere from probably 3 liters or 3 quarts to upwards of probably six or more.
What was engaging going to low wiggly talked to Akashnakta? Upon a kill, you miss Bankaragata. Bankaragata, Ochlate, the wiggly, the itching of a wink, and her Ochlate, the doctor wiggly in her, and took his character and the Hominicta, and the Spit. Du spielst nachher اكتئاب مكتوب أتى سكيبلينك تشن تكمل هذا سكيبلينك تشاهنا لمن غيب خير وخاب تشاهنا تكون سكيب يعني هم كاو عادل وهيك تاكي ما أدخل كنها هم رجل تخشى تخش ونش مصيب في اكتاهر من غيب خير وهيب نكون تاكو رجل تشاهنا مكتب هنا ونيتي أكاو تشاهنا 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 منس نكون هل видели ли мы уверены, что они так риски, а хочешь ли видеть, что завтра мы не укажем, что мы завтра все окажем. Или я хочу это окажем, это решите. На хэр так риски, что мы не укажем, что мы не лаваем, что мы не укажем. Их так и раз, что нам будет, Не вызов на такие ваны кто. Okay, this one should be pretty good. Skinning an animal.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Now, you're a hunter, so maybe this should be right down your alley.
Yeah.
Are you a hunter? Are you ever hunt?
Yeah, I don't know if I can call myself one anymore.
You used to hunt?
Yeah, I grew up hunting.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
what kind of animal are you going to be skinning?
I was picturing a deer.
Okay, let's do a deer.
Okay. So this the first thing you want to do is you find the diaphragm where the rib cage, the bottom most section of the rib cage where it meets the sternum, and then you puncture with your knife there, and you have to be careful. You don't want to punch through too far. Once you make that incision, you can get your two fingers in there, and you kind of pull up and get your knife blade underneath that, and then you open it downward to the pee hole, where if it's a male or female, down to where the pee hole is, and then that's where you're gonna take out all of those intestines and everything. And it's good to have some kind of maybe even shopping bags, those plastic shopping bags or something, and you can keep them clean so you can use the edible and usable parts. The intestines, you can use them for making sausage or different kind of delicacies, and then the heart is edible, of course, and the other organ meats. And then you go back to the point where you started at where the diaphragm is, and you continue up toward the jaw. So you make your incision there, and that's all hard underneath, so you don't have to worry about puncturing into any tissue. So you continue your incision up to the jaw, and then from there you have to pull up on the skin on either side of that incision. You start on one side first, and you take your blade and just start swiping your blade as you're pulling up on that skin. And you have to cut that skin away from any of the meat tissue. And be careful not to cut through that skin, because that's going to be your doe skin or your buck skin that you want to make. Moccasins or whatever you're going to make with out of it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's best to do that all while it's fresh, a fresh kill, because when it's warm, it kind of is more like buttery. Everything slices more clean. You can do it a lot more quickly. It separates easier.
Mm.
And just go all the way through like that, and you have to cut it when you get to the if you want to kind of like cut, make it a quicker job, you cut at the wrists. You cut all the way around, so that you don't have to. It takes too much work to cut down on the feet. You can do it, but usually if you're doing like trying to just get out of the woods or whatever before any predators come in for your kill, then you gotta work faster, so you just get that all done if you're in the field and get
longer. Well, just a doctor who chopped hot of gap. It made the pronto meaning can come and kill the any, which are Mazala kind of hitch of the hat.
We still have like maybe 5 minutes, so maybe we can wind it down. And I just want to tell all the listeners out there that if you're driving along the road, be careful and drive slow and enjoy this new year. And before we leave, I'm going to share something here on a language loss. Well, I really don't want to say the language loss because, there's still a lot of Lakota language speakers. And like we just mentioned last week, I hear a lot of people say Lakota language is important. We should revitalize it. And you hear announcers and using the Lakota language in basketball game.
Yeah.
And that's really something. Makes me really feel good. And also the school, especially Chukwepe school, they really put Lakota language. And I know all the other schools are doing that too. But sometimes we have to tell the bad side of it too. I don't know who said that, but I have some notes in my bag here that says that you should always tell the good side and also the bad side.
Yeah.
So the bad side, I'm going to tell the bad side. Okay. It says here, this came from... It says www.lakotalanguage.org/loss. This came from the internet somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it looks like one of those language symposiums. It says here, the Lakota language, once one of the most widely spoken native languages in North America, is now in genuine danger of becoming extinct And that's hard to say.
Hmm.
Speakers of the last fluent generation are rapidly becoming elders. And no realistic grassroots revitalization effort has emerged to direct the recovery of the language. Now maybe this is a very long time ago because there is a lot of revitalization efforts right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The loss of the Lakota language has important consequences for today and for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Most significantly, losing the language is very near to losing the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, language and culture are just, you can't separate.
Mm-hmm.
When language is no longer spoken, many of the cultural elements specific to a group are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says here, its meanings, its praises, its laws, its literature, its songs, its riddles, its proverbs, its cures, its wisdom, its praise. The culture could not be expressed and handed on in any other way. The language in the minds of the speakers, in the minds of outsiders, it just stands for it and sums up for them. The whole economy, religion, health, care system, philosophy, all of that together is represented by the language. And this is by Fishman. Fishman does a lot of research on language. And this was back in 1996.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but today we are really into the revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And like this morning you heard those kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
And they sing the exact song, and they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So if those guys can learn more, language will never be lost.
Mm-hmm.
It will keep going.
Yeah.
Culture will keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Songs will keep going. Jokes will keep going.
Life will keep going.
Life will keep going. So now it's 6 o'clock, and I want to thank all of you listeners, and thank you for listening, and we'll bring you another story next week. And I want to thank Kili Radio, and I want to thank the listeners in Rapid City, and also the listeners on the internet. Thank you.
I'd like to send a shout out to the family, Jonathan Apple, and also I'd like to say to Darren Apple, Mr. Darren Apple, that I haven't told you this in person, but you're a big reason that I'm even here today. The big reason that I came out here to be here is that's how much I think of you. And you're one of the bravest, strongest warriors I've ever seen. I pray for you in your struggle right now. And thank you for showing me that strength that a person can have. I hope.